What's going on, everybody? Yeah, that's right. We're back again. It's time for another edition of Yeah, I Said It. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and my special guest with me today, my buddy, Mr.
Kyle Rover.
That's right, everybody. Kyle Rover's in the house. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just chilling out here.
Right?
Having fun.
Right, we're having a good time.
A drink.
Hanging out, doing this podcast action with everybody here. We're doing it live today, so we're having people tweet in.
Just tweet us some
questions.
Which is
going to be cool. Yeah, for sure.
Of course, you're not going to hear us, like, record it.
Not recorded.
So, hey, just like in another couple days or a week or so when, you know, Jesse posts up.
Oh, no, it's going up today.
Oh,
whatever you tweet in.
Today.
For sure. Yeah, actually, whatever you tweet in and stuff will be up today. So, anyway, some crazy shit's been going on, man, in the news. Like, I saw this. You know, it's always crazy when you live in Florida. It just is because, by God, things are always happening here. It's a crazy place to live, and this is no exception. Look at this headline here. Tourist took joyride on stolen Epcot golf cart. Right? Okay. Two New England men were arrested over the weekend, charged with grand theft of a golf cart at Epcot. Michael Caluzia and Donald Rossi went on a high-speed joyride that could be seen yelling, shouting, and laughing on the cart, deputies said.
Wait, how do you have a high-speed joyride on a golf cart?
That's what I was getting ready to get at. Like,
I mean, some can go like 30, but is that really high speed?
Well, you know, there are street-legal golf carts, as you know, because I live up here near the Villages, which is the land of the elderly. And there are street-legal golf carts that can do, like, 45 or 50 miles an hour. Now, this may have been one of those, considering that they're usually used by staff at Epcot to, like, get around, you know?
Yeah, but still.
Either way, it sounds like these guys were having a good time. They were probably obviously intoxicated. But, like, here's what I don't understand. How are you in a high-speed chase? Are they throwing out the stop sticks for the golf cart when it starts careening out of control? What did it do, hit the churro stand? Like, what the fuck kind of problems are they having?
This boy's just throw out some of those golf, the trash carts, you know, throw that in front.
Yeah.
It's the high-speed chase, man. It's like we're making a movie in here in Disney.
Yeah, I just don't know, like, what, like, I mean, I've often thought about it. I mean, we've all seen the golf carts, and we've all been like, man, wouldn't it be fun to, like, take that bitch and just ride around with it? But we never follow through because we know exactly what's going to happen. And it's what happened to these guys. They were charged with grand theft. Now, I've seen the mugshot. I'm going to post this on the Yeah, I Said It Facebook page. You can see these guys. They look like real winners. Like, one of them looks like he could be Tom Brady's fucking brother on the right here. This Donald Rossi guy.
It does.
The other one's got, like,
he does have the, like, poof in his hair.
Yeah.
Whatever, that little spike.
This other one's kind of got, like, this Don Pablo Manchurian mustache. I don't know what the fuck that's all about, but
I don't know, dude. He could be, like, a, what was it, cross between Guido and a Mexican.
Yeah, but how bad is he?
Is that, like, a freaking mullet in the back?
I don't know if that's a shadow or a mullet.
It looked like he was sporting a mullet.
Wow, he really wouldn't be Billy Ray-ish with that front hairstyle. Like, business in the front, party in the back. Obviously, they were partying pretty good. What goes through your mind? Like, I've never been that intoxicated where I'm just like, let's steal a golf cart and go joyride at Disney.
Like, I mean, I've gotten intoxicated where I'm like, hey, I feel like doing something stupid.
Yeah. Like, banging a chick that I don't really know. Without a rubber. That's stupid.
Oh, baby. Do you have a comb? Yes, I do. It's still in my pocket. Ah, shit.
Wait, oh, I think the rubber broke. No, the rubber wasn't even on. See, it would have to be on for it to break. Are you serious? Yeah, I totally just came inside you.
Hope you're up to date with your whore pills.
With your whore pills?
Or BC, if you want to call it whore control. But, you know, there's always going to be that plan B.
Whore pills.
The whore pills. Yeah, completely. Just let my this guy I just met just shoot it all up in me.
Completely denounced by the Southern Baptists of America. Whore pills. That's fucking funny, man. Oh, wow. Let's see what else we got in the crazy, silly news. So this ought to be fun right here. Man drives drunk while having sex. Now this guy's
wow, that's talent right there.
Right? Like, dude, some people have a hard enough time keeping it on the road. This guy's laying down the pipe.
Laying down the pipe drunk.
All right, well, let's check this out. Albuquerque, New Mexico. A New Mexican man faces multiple charges after police say he was having sex with a woman while driving drunk and crashed and ejected the woman from the vehicle.
Wow.
Dropping off or picking up? Dropping off. I guess that blowjob wasn't that good. Maybe it was like a secret agent and he didn't like what she was doing. He just hit the button and launched her out. I guess that just goes to show you shouldn't really try to pull fucking shit like that when you're drunk. I mean, maybe sober. But she got ejected from the vehicle, man. That's fucking harsh. The Albuquerque Journal reports the 25-year-old Luis Barones. Wow. Luis Barones.
Luis
Barones. Was found with one shoe and his shorts on inside out Monday night after he wrecked his Ford Explorer. Police say Barones, his female passenger, was found naked outside the SUV after being ejected. Or rejected, whichever.
Rejected.
We don't really know at this point. She had deep cuts to her face and head. Authorities allege Barones tried to drive away after the crash and leave his passenger behind. Also, he knows that's Ted classic. Kennedy. Huh? He knows Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. But a witness grabbed his keys from the ignition. He also allegedly tried to hide from responding officers behind a cactus. Boy, this guy's all kinds of retarded.
Yeah. That is definitely the shallow end we're talking here.
Dude, like, okay, you're fucking, you just got done banging. You're drunk as hell. You've like, tossed the chick that you were fucking from the vehicle. She's all busted up, and you're like, oh, wow, man. I really gotta get the fuck out of here. This could be bad.
Yeah.
I might be held responsible for this in some way.
Let me just hide here behind this cactus. Much like cartoons or something.
Like
know?
this,
like he's going to either. Oh, we're not going to find you.
I don't know.
Cactus.
I don't know. The sex couldn't have been that good.
Mm-mm. Yeah, maybe he was just like losing some wood. You know,
but like what kind of
girl, too much drink.
What kind of chick are you that you're like? You must have. She must have been completely fucked up too. Because what girl goes? Yeah, that this sounds like a great idea. Like, it's terrible.
I don't know. I've been drunk. There's chicks that wanted to blow me.
Oh,
well, fine. You're blown.
I mean, yeah,
but
once
she like climbs up on top of you,
yeah,
it's like, oh, baby, focus on me, bitch. I'm fucking driving. How reject yourself out of the car?
Well, I mean, that's just why you got to make sure you're in a vehicle with passenger side airbags, just for stuff like that. Like, just pull over and fuck her. You're in a goddamn Ford Explorer. You're gonna tell me there's not plenty of room in there?
It's New Mexico. What the hell is in New Mexico?
And honestly, I don't know how this guy had a problem. He was Mexican. Well, maybe the girl was a white girl and she was taller than him, so it was hard to see around her while
probably.
He was driving. Because if they were both Mexicans, I don't see how this would be an issue.
No.
Well, because, you know, they've got the booster seat up in the Explorer anyway while they're driving. And maybe it was a lowrider. That's not racist at all. Not even a little bit.
No.
We love you, Mexicans. My yard looks great. Moving right along. Kobe Bryant's wife files for divorce. Finally.
Finally?
Yeah. Well, she got that big-ass diamond and milked it for everything it was worth. I guess she just really couldn't get around the fact that her husband raped somebody in a hotel. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. He did it. I mean, that girl didn't.
I'm sure that chick wanted it.
Yeah, but I don't think... Well, yeah, but see, we don't know that.
If you're... a chick and had the chance to get fucked by some celebrity, you do it.
Well, maybe because you have dollar signs.
There's out there that'll like fuck you for free.
Alright, but maybe because you have dollar signs in your eyes and you want some of that Kobe money though.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's why, and that's probably what the rape whole thing came out. Yeah.
But like, what if she didn't want it in the pooper? Because he took her in the pooper. So maybe she was like okay with the vaginal opening.
Vaginal, maybe, I don't know.
You know.
She was bent over. Her butt cheeks kind of got a little spread open.
Yeah.
She saw it as an invitation.
Oh, dude, here's something I found to be completely fucking disgusting. And I always, when I went out with friends and stuff, and we'd stop at a fast food place or we'd go to a restaurant, whatever, and people would get light ice or no ice. I was always like, dude, your fucking drink is gonna be warm as shit. Like, what are you doing to yourself? You know.
But it normally comes out like cold.
Yeah, but not...
Anyway, so a lot of times you don't need a whole lot of ice.
Not that fucking cold, though, dude. Not
yeah, but
not
it's
that
still, like,
cold.
When they put the actual ice to drink mixture, there's hardly anything there.
Yeah, well, you don't have to have a lot of ice, but this article I read right here freaked me the hell out, and it's probably going to turn me into one of these people, because it's really fucked up. The ice in your soda might be dirtier than your restaurant's toilet.
Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't catch your attention, right? So, here you go. Next time you get a fountain drink at a fast food joint, you might want to ask for no ice. Samples of ice taken from branches of McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, and Starbucks found...
Starbucks?
Yes, Starbucks.
That's actually a shock.
That's surprising to me, too. Found that ice contained higher levels of bacteria than samples... of water taken from the restaurant's toilet. Yeah.
It does say toilet.
Yeah, it does say toilet. I don't know who the hell put that in there. Like, there's a typo and a half. Yeah, none of this... It says, none of the samples presented an immediate health danger, but four contained high enough samples to be considered a hygiene risk. Motherfucker, if it has more bacteria than the toilet water, that's a pretty high risk to me. Like, that sounds pretty fucked up. Alright, there is no part of me.
I can't wrap my head around that right now.
How often do you stop at like Taco Bell and whatever, and you get soda and you got ice in it, and you just don't think about these sort of things? Like, it's just, oh my god, dude.
Yeah, all the time.
It's crazy, dude. Like, the fact that more people don't get sick, I think, is actually kind of nuts. I mean, that's a lot of bacteria, dude. And how often do you, like, you know, you crunch the ice in between your teeth and you swallow it, you know? Like, oh man, I know I do.
I actually don't.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of times where I'll get, like, a drink from, like, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And not drink it all, and the ice would just melt into drink and still drink it afterwards.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, either way, it's getting into your soda, because it's melting all the time.
Completely melts, like, overnight, and you still drink it.
I think that's,
yeah, that's
fucking
bad.
Gross. Dude, okay, we talk about this guy a lot on Yeah, I Said It, because we like him, we have a lot of respect for him. Just caught this article, Mr. Sulu hasn't been completely honest about his Facebook page.
What?
Yeah. I love George Takei's Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's hilarious.
Funny, just, you know, random shit.
Right.
It's good.
Well, let's check this article out.
All right.
Star Trek actor George Takei, 76, is loved by many for posting sci-fi jokes, internet memes, and other commentary on his Facebook page. But when a TV writer mentioned writing jokes for Takei's page, we learned that Takei has a few helpers who post content for him. He calls these ghost posters. Wow, he called him George Takei. Says, yeah. Says the brouhaha has been blown out of proportion. What is important is the reliability of my posts being there to greet my fans with a smile or a giggle every morning. The commentaries are mine. They are authentically mine, I assure you. Fans say they are disappointed, but this won't affect their love for Takei. Now, okay, this makes sense to me, though, because when Kamal and I have talked about this before in the podcast, and just in general, we were like, how the hell does this guy any have any free time? Because, like, every time you're turning around...
Yeah, he's posting
He's got stuff posted. So, this doesn't surprise me. Oh, 50 Shades of Takei was fucking great.
Still haven't watched it. I watched it a little, like, you were telling me about it. I saw it in...
Dude, I want an audiobook where it's just fucking Takei.
Yes.
Reading 50 Shades of Grey. Like, I would download that from audible.com. I would do that. Like,
phenomenal.
Oh, dude.
Grace.
Hilarious. And if he just threw Oh My's in there every once in a while where they needed to be, like, that would make it even better.
Dude, I wish, what's his face, from the new Star Trek movies would do that.
What?
He has that,
the guy from Harold and Kumar?
Yeah, John Cho. Is that his name?
But I don't think, did Sulu ever do Oh My in the original series? I don't know. I think that's after a decay thing.
Yeah, after a while, you know, out of the closet.
Yeah.
Ooh, puppet. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny, though.
The guy looks pretty good for 76. I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
But,
Maybe some of those protein shots to the face.
Yeah.
Rejuvenate your skin.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man gravy. It's what keeps me young. Oh my.
Oh my.
Beauty secrets from decay. Wait, what would, like, if he had, like, a cologne, what would his fragrance be? Oh my.
Oh my.
Wait, what?
I thought he posted something like that.
Did he? Yeah, he did post a fragrance.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it's like eau de toilet.
Oh, yeah, it was Oh My, but it was E-A-U or something like that.
Yeah, E-A-U, and it's like,
yeah. That's fucking great. So we were out last night. We were having some beers, hanging out, drinking, talking. I started talking about this new HIV test.
Oh, yeah, the oral.
The OraQuick.
Get results in 20 minutes.
Yes, get results in 20 minutes. And it's a... This is only a preliminary test. You should consult your doctor after finding a positive result. Like, no fucking shit. Who's not gonna go see their doctor?
I need a second opinion.
When they just found out they have AIDS. It's like, well, I got AIDS. At least my weekend's free. Like, what kind of shit is that, dude?
I just spent $15 or whatever it costs.
I'm just gonna go out there and be like, get a whole bunch of fucking hookers for the weekend. Just blow, like, my savings on hookers. And people are like, "Why, you're fucking spreading AIDS. Come on. Come on." Mm-hmm. They knew the dangers of what they were getting into. Alright?
Yeah.
That's an occupational hazard.
How should those, one of those even cost?
A hooker?
Not a hooker. AIDS test.
I was gonna be like, well...
Well, it depends on the hooker.
Prices range. Streetwalker, you know, versus call girl... What she does, what she doesn't do. If you want a Cleveland steamer, it's probably extra.
Do's and don't list.
Yeah.
You know. No, I'm talking about the tests. Like, how much does that actually
cost? I imagine
they're
probably not cheap. They're probably upwards of... Well, let's go look. Let's look online real quick and see how much this OraQuick test costs.
Because, I mean, you see them, like, I've seen... you can get doctor prescribed.
Right.
Or through... Or no, it... Any freaking local drugstore, like
well, yeah, they say you can get them at a drugstore.
Yeah, or online for, you know, discreet.
Yeah, well...
I would be showing everybody that. It's like...
They got Magic Johnson on the fucking front of their website! Oh, my God!
I gotta make my money,
okay.
Get my AIDS away.
If you go to OraQuick.com, the first face that will greet you is arguably the face of HIV. Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Wow. That is so crazy. I always thought it was funny how a guy with a name like Magic Johnson caught AIDS.
Yeah. Well, so it was very magical.
Yeah, his Johnson wasn't that magical. There he is. Oh, I can't get over that, dude.
Is that a smile on his face or just kind of that serious, like, yeah,
well,
let's wait till it
cycles back. Like, good God, how much did they pay him for that deal? Hi, I'm Magic Johnson. And as you know, I don't have AIDS anymore, because I have money, and I got cured. But I still get paid. Look at that, look at that face, dude. Oh, that's sad. Okay, let's see.
But have those pictures, I mean, you don't see anybody smiling, they're just kind of like that, serious, like, that whole, oh, my life is over now, look.
Like, dude, you mean, wow, okay, $40, that's not bad. That's cheaper than going and to your doctor and doing all that.
Yeah, because you got to put the copay, then you got
to... My only thing is this, though. Now that you don't have to go to a medical professional to get this done, like, where's the responsibility fall now? Right? Because, like,
the responsibility still falls in you. You know, you found out... Even though if you got the home test, you know, it's just preliminary, that doesn't mean it's like, I'm going to go out and fuck, because this test could be wrong. It's like, no, you just wrap up your fucking dick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, obviously, the ultimate responsibility falls on you. But what I'm saying is, when you go to a doctor's office and you have an AIDS test, and the test results come back positive, they're legally obligated to report that. So you're logged into a list of people that have HIV. So like if you were to ever go out and say be one of those people that just intentionally tries to infect other people with HIV, then it's known that you have it and that that's what you're doing, and you're going to be prosecuted for that. So say if you buy the OraQuick test, okay?
Yeah.
And it comes back positive. Well, you could be a dirtbag and just never say anything to anybody because only you truly know.
That is true.
Right. So what I want to know is, like, when you... if you buy an OraQuick, do you have to, like, give your license and stuff? Or I don't think so. And that's what I'm saying.
It looks like just add a card. Pay.
Right, pay, and they ship it to you.
Yeah.
So...
Unless you get it, like, on the mailing list, and... I mean, still, it's... But they don't know your results.
Right.
You know, it's not like in data, you know, the computers, whatever.
Well, granted, you'd have to be a serious fucking cockstain to want to know that you're positive and go back out there and fucking...
Yeah.
And do that. I don't know,
it's like,
man.
Are you clean? Yeah, baby. I'm sure I'm clean. You know, this $40 kit said I wasn't, but I'm sure it's wrong. It was delivered through the mail.
You take home a chick.
They got me a defective one.
You take home a chick from the bar. Like, you're fucking banging her. You banged her, whatever. She wakes up in the morning. She's in the bathroom. You go to the bathroom. She looks down in the fucking trash can. She sees the little OraQuick down there. It's like got the red fucking line on it that means you got AIDS. And she's just like, what does she do at that point? Like, holy fuck.
This is true. Oh, baby.
Yeah, about that. I
tell ya.
About that.
Hey, guess what? You might want to get a blood test if you come back with AIDS. Oops. If not, then don't believe that. Don't believe that.
That's when you want Tom Jones to come in. What, Snoop, pussycat? Whoa, whoa. Oh, it's not unusual to have a positive test. It's not unusual for a quick to have a miss. So when you found it sitting in my wastebasket, don't be worried, cause that test is full of shit. Woo! It's not unusual to be duped by anyone. Tom Jones explains the world away. Fucking good time.
Wow.
Oh, good. Wow. I don't know, man. That's pretty heavy. Like, I think these OraQuick tests have opened up a big can of worms.
Yeah.
I don't think society's prepared for yet. Meanwhile, here's my thing, too. Remember how they told you couldn't get AIDS from kissing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to call bullshit on that.
Really?
Well, because how is it going to get... How's it going to get a positive test result from your saliva?
Up in the gums. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they do the same thing with, like, the drug tests through the gums, but...
Yeah.
I'll admit, those only work for, like, what, 20, 30 hours?
I mean, unless, like, you have to, like, you know, slice your gum open and bleed onto the OraQuick, which would make no sense.
No, it just looks like it could be just, like, a swab.
Yeah, but so then, if it can detect HIV... in your saliva, okay, and you're making out with some chick, say you got like a cut or a sore in your mouth, and you're making out with some chick, she's HIV positive, that saliva's swapping into your mouth, possibly getting into your cut or your sore, okay, how are you not going to get AIDS, right? I may be sounding ignorant as fuck right now. I have no idea for sure. That's exactly...
Well, maybe it's just...
Well, it would seem to me if it could test for it in your saliva, then obviously there's enough of it in there.
Right.
That could they actually transmit in your saliva? Otherwise, how could you get AIDS from oral sex, like they say, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because then, like, you know, you're slobbing the knob, and some of his junk gets in your mouth, you're still getting it.
Yeah. I saw more, like, herpes for oral sex.
Herpes oral sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that would... pound it, man. We've never got that. Fucking herpes. God, Jesus. There's so much of that going around, man. Like, I was reading an article about it, and it's it's a fucking epidemic, and then like I hear like syphilis is making a comeback, and I'm just like, really? And you're like, god
dude,
damn.
Did you hear about those hookah bars that are spreading herpes?
Yeah, they're starting to shut them down.
Yeah. Oh, we clean. It's like, they don't clean. Well, they. One of my friends said, oh, you can put like a protective covering over it so only you have it. And half the people are like drinking, have a good time. They just grab it.
Oh,
it's like,
dude, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you wanna, every time I see someone, hey, you want to hit this hookah? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
No, yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, because let's just sit around the communal fucking ash pot and smoke together. Like, I mean, and it's like. I don't know, man. I get the whole thing. It's supposed to be trendy and it's cool, and you're wanting to hang out and you're at the hookah bar. But like, if you're with a group of friends and it's just your friends, then yeah, I'm smoking the hookah. I don't care.
Well, I don't know. You gotta know your friends pretty fucking good,
dude. You're gonna know if your friends have mouth herpes.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on. You mean you hang out with them enough that you should have noticed whether or not they've got herpes in their mouth.
Just something stupid, man.
Yeah.
I should have never blown that tranny. Fuck, what was I thinking?
Yeah, it's like with a blown tranny to a mechanic is a totally different thing.
Blowing a tranny means completely different.
Yeah.
To a mechanic. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, there's a guy I know. He actually used to work with us, and he came in the store the other day holding hands with what I could only assume to be a man in a dress.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how to, like, other...
Was it, like, okay, I'm a cross-dresser, or guys just, like, obviously in a dress, you know, 5 o'clock shadow?
Oh, whatever. No. I think it was a person trying to be a cross-dresser. Trying to be.
Right.
But, like, not putting that much effort into it. Or it was the manliest woman in the history of mankind. I mean... This chick made Rosie O'Donnell look femme.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's wearing this dress, and like she's got this jawline and this really strong features. And he's like, "Hey guys, what's up?" He's like, "Hey, meet my girlfriend." And we're all just kind of looking at each other, going, "That's what? Meet your
girlfriend.
Hi. Hello.
Like, how are you?
Like, do you know?"
Is there anything?
I kind of wanted to, you know, give her the old crocodile Dundee.
Dundee test, like,
yeah.
Oh, it's, don't worry, it's just Sheila. Oh, it's not Sheila.
Dude, that's just. I mean, I don't care, you know, like, if that's what you're into, but, like, I think he really, like, tried to pass it off that she was a girl. And if she was a girl, holy Jesus, dude. That's rough.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some, like, bad ones, like, in the store I work with.
Yeah.
There's, like, older guy, probably like mid-50s.
Right.
Who will come in wearing a dress, you know, has little shoes,
really?
You know, like flats, little dangly earrings, and yeah. That's it. No makeup, no wig, just...
No nothing? Just he's got like regular dude hair?
Yeah, regular dude hair with like dangling earrings and just a dress. You know, kind of like supposed to, you know, show off the cleavage,
dude,
but it's just full-on guy, not even shaved chest.
That guy's got balls. Because...
I feel comfortable.
You've got to be so comfortable in your skin, or have the biggest stones ever.
Yeah.
To come out there dressed like that, because you know in for a fact that the rest of the world is looking at you like, what the fuck?
But there's actually been some times where I see, you know, he'll come in a different dress. One time I actually saw him in regular just guy's clothes. I'm like...
Really?
Just look at him, I was like, he looks so fucking familiar.
Was he, like, feminine at all?
No.
Does he even like, walk feminine when he's dressed like a woman?
Not really.
So he just likes to wear women's clothes.
Yeah.
And, wow. You know, I mean, like, there's so many fetishes and stuff out there. It's just, it's hard to keep up with all of that. And, like,
yeah.
To me, it's just, wow. Every time I see something like that, I'm just floored by it. Because it's like, they know that people are staring at them. And maybe that's part of the appeal. I'm not sure.
It might be it. You know,
maybe
like,
they like that attention. From that.
It makes sense.
I have, wow. Jesus, dude.
True attention whores.
True attention whores. Yeah.
You're not going to say anything to me, but I know you want to.
Yeah, that's true. I do want to be like, what
are
you
doing?
I just want
to be like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, like,
do you feel free? Do you feel pretty? What's so pretty?
I like that coach bag you're rocking. Yeah. Fucking
fit. Oh, you got a little doggy in there?
You feel sexy when you rock the coach bag?
Do you always sit, or do you actually walk up to a urinal and just...
Do they go into the guy's restroom, or do they go into the girl's restroom?
I've always wanted to know that question, but when you're, like, obviously cross-dressing, you go in the guy's. It might throw a guy off for a second, like, to see a chicken in dress, like, lifting up the skirt.
But are you asking for trouble going into the guy's bathroom, though? I mean, because think about it. Like, there may be women that would actually be, I think, a little more accepting of the cross-dresser guy going into the women's room than saying the cross-dresser guy going into the men's room. There's those alpha male types.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be in there like, yo, what the fuck, yo? You know,
I don't know.
Beat that guy silly.
Could depend on the restroom, like, grocery store. You hear all types of shit in that, like, restrooms. Right. I mean, nothing, like, sexual.
You hear all types of stuff in the restroom.
But, dude, you'll hear, like, these guys just ripping ass, just blowing, like, what the fuck did this guy just eat? And then you kind of get that awkward moment, you know, they come out, they look at you, it's like, what's going on?
Wow.
Wash their hands.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you for washing your hands, sir.
Dude, I gotta tell you, like, that's one thing that really irks me, is, like, when you're in the bathroom and people walk out without washing their hands.
Oh,
it's just
yeah.
like, oh, dude, what the fuck, man? What the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck?
Dude, I don't even touch the handle.
No,
I'll either, like, use a finger, pull it open, or I will, like, run out of the bathroom if someone's, like, coming in or going out.
Depending on the situation, sometimes I bring it up. You have, like, I think you have to embarrass them. Like, I'd be like, dude, are you not gonna wash your fucking hands? Really? Like, nobody wants your fucking dick cheese all over the products out on the, out there in the aisles. You know? Yeah, nobody wants your goddamn stank and your fucking shit all over stuff walking around. Little kids are going to be touching things. They're going to have your dick on them. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I just...
Some people, like, I just don't understand what's the logic there? Like, not washing your hands. Are you in that much of a fucking hurry?
I mean, there's been sometimes I've actually walked out of the bathroom without washing my hands. I will admit it, you know. Just kind of like zip, go out, and as I walk out, it's like, shit, I forgot to wash my hands. And just go back in or go to another room.
Well, what I love now is the bathrooms, even most of them now, have like the hand sanitizer deal where you can just right underneath and you don't have to wash your hands. But I see people that don't even fucking use that. And it's like right there.
Yeah. It's like, look, I was just touching my penis a little. Didn't really piss on it. Just no need to waste water.
Fucking,
I'm very environmental. Just put the hand sanitizer.
I'm environmentally conscious.
I just want to save the water. I didn't flush.
I like to think green.
Yes.
In my house, if it's yellow, we let it mellow.
If it's brown, we'll send it down.
That's fucking gross, dude. I don't know, man. I just have these pet peeves like that.
Well,
like,
honestly, think about it. If you're taking a piss,
yeah,
and you're holding your cock with your hands,
right?
And let's say at the end of the night you get drunk and a girl just whips your cock out and starts sucking it. Are you thinking about what's on your dick right now?
Actually, I am thinking about what's on my dick. Her mouth.
Exactly. And I think about the shit on
you. Like, there's a hot mouth on my dick right now.
Yeah, you don't watch
it.
This
feels great.
Before.
Oh, speaking of hot mouths.
Oh.
Alright, I'm getting this made into a t-shirt. This is fucking amazing. I stumbled upon this last night. Somebody had posted this picture on Facebook and it fucking floored me. It is a Jesus Christ sex doll. And I'm gonna pull it up right here so I can actually read everything about the features of the Jesus Christ sex doll. Like I said, I'm gonna get these made into a t-shirt. We're gonna sell them. Like, yeah, I said it, t-shirts. This is gonna be the first one. Okay, so now the front of this thing, like, has a picture of a guy fucking Jesus from behind with a Jesus fish in the corner and a halo around Jesus' head. And he goes, ooh, feels so real. Inflatable love-making Jesus. The Son of God will never say no. Come unto Christ. Oversized male clitoris. Jesus' 7-inch circumcised love pole is firm and ready for action. American and Greek openings, plus stigmata openings.
Ooh.
Jesus loves a party. His feet can be separated for an amazing total of 6 tunnels of love. God damn.
6 tunnels.
Jesus gives you a hand job. He's really giving you a fucking hand job.
Just put two hands together or just have, like, pumps it?
Well, if you wanted to, like, if you had, like,
it's like CPR on your cock, you know?
Well, like, you know, if you're a small dick guy, you could just use the one hand, but if you've got a really thick, long, meaty one, you could just put both of his hands together. Or even if you really wanted to get real kinky, you could have his feet together and then his hands going over that. Oh no, my phone's going off. That's not cool. Anyways, okay, so check it out. So also comes with sopping wet, hungry mouth. Jesus' head is fully movable, so you can plunge his esophagus from any angle. He's got an extra tight vibrating sphincter to milk out buckets of fuck butter. Oh my
fuck
god.
Butter.
Gentlemen, please rush me to the Jesus blow-up doll as indicated below. Jesus doll with American, Greek, and stigmata openings, $9.95. Deluxe Jesus doll, as above, but with natural hair, add $2. Oh my god. It literally has a picture of Jesus spreading his cheeks with a halo around his head. Ah, you know,
his hands, see the holes in his hands. You know, just like trying to give himself the spread
eagle.
Honestly,
for me, it doesn't get much better than this, kids. This has got to be the best fuck doll of all time. I mean, the only thing that would be. That would be better if, like, Jewish people bought these. So now they can really fuck Jesus.
Jesus is not real. We don't care.
Well, it's bad enough we put him on two sticks of wood 2,000 years ago. We brought him back as a love doll. So we can really fuck Jesus.
You know, I wonder if you could do...
What?
If you just want to be that really sick person.
Yeah.
All right, you get the Jesus lovemaking doll.
Yeah.
You go to your local church.
Uh-huh.
You know, put him up on the cross.
Oh, dude.
But hanging by his feet. Oh. If you want to be that real sicko, you just grab his head and just start, like, skull fucking
him. So you're hanging him where his feet, where his head should be.
Right, you're hanging him upside down, skull fucking him.
Wow. Well.
That'd be entertaining.
Or, like... Have him hanging up from the cross normal and everybody thinks it's like regular Jesus. You know, he's got the little towel wrapped around him and everything, and then like you walk by and you accidentally pull the towel off and all of a sudden there's this fucking cock hanging off and people are like, Jesus really was the son of God. He's got a big cock for a Jew. He's got a 7-inch love tool. Oh. Jesus on wood, sporting wood.
Oh man.
Are you ready for the second coming? On my knees and pray until he comes.
Wow. Wow. Oh. Oh, that hurts.
Well, you know, they do say nuns are the bride of Christ. So, is it really wrong for them to fuck the Jesus blow-up doll? See?
Eh?
Hey, nuns, I just found a fucking loophole. I found 6 of them, actually.
Oh,
oh my god. I don't think we've left anyone out. Now there's the black Jesus fucked up. With a large,
does he
with
sport
a larger penis.
10 inches?
Yeah. With an 8-inch penis. That's 4 inches around.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry, but like if there is a hell, I'm pretty sure you can go there. From fucking your Jesus blow up doll in his cornhole. But like, Jesus could really pleasure quite a few friends. Like, so you're taking Jesus from behind. You got two guys, one on each leg.
Like, then you got
dudes,
the hand.
Two dudes on each hand and one guy in his mouth. So you're literally supporting Jesus by cocks. He's literally floating in the air like he's rising to heaven on flesh rods of power. Light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Stiff as wood.
Oh my god.
Okay, I think we just changed subject.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God.
Holy shit. I gotta tell you, kids.
Yeah, I just said it.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of talking about the Lord and Savior of nobody, really. So, this is another news story that I wanted to talk about. This shit's fucking crazy. Like, it's like everything I wish that would happen here in the United States. Okay. Rape murder suspect buried alive beneath coffin of alleged victim. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that just right there, that's like, bravo.
Fucking, that's old world style. Plus,
yeah.
Full marks, lad. Full marks. A 17-year-old Bolivian who was identified as the main suspect in the rape and murder of a 35-year-old woman was grabbed by a furious mob, thrown into her open grave, and buried alive. Excuse me. While Santos Ramos was being captured, tied up, and taken to the cemetery by a group of more than 200 residents, other locals blocked the roads to prevent the police from reaching the remote town. A local radio reporter who spoke on the condition that he would not be identified said that Ramos was dropped into the grave before the coffin of the alleged victim, and then she was placed on top of him. The grave was then completely filled, sealing them both inside. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. That's a fucking village.
Now,
they
were
together.
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton said it takes a village. I don't think that's what she had in mind, but fucking A.
Wow, the kid was only 17 years old.
Yeah, well, you know what? He shouldn't have raped and murdered a woman. Let's, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, say what you want to, that he may have been innocent, but it really doesn't matter now, does it?
No. It was me, man. It was me. Fuck it.
Yeah. It wasn't me. Yeah, they all say that. Yeah. They all say that. Wow, dude. I mean, can you imagine how terrifying that has to be, though?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because like, you're bound up.
Being bound up.
You're laying.
Being placed,
and then you
just, like, laying in the ground and just having the dirt thrown on you.
It'd be bad
for claustrophobia.
Right.
Then again, getting the coffin, just all you have
think
all that
about
weight.
That weight.
Dude,
but imagine
suffocating
you're
right there.
The coffin being slowly lowered onto yourself. And then the dirt come down. Bro, you know what? Proper death for this guy. Because imagine what this poor lady went through.
Punishment fit the crime.
Yeah, and she's buried on top of him, right? So she got the
final
fuck you.
You want to get on top of her?
Yeah.
She just got on top of you.
Yeah. Except this time, she's fucking you, buddy.
Wow. That's, I just complete props for everybody.
You know?
I don't even know what to say. It's just,
You know, what can you say to that? I mean, like, it may not be, like, what we would do here in our justice system, but I gotta tell you, man.
I did talk to some people, that's what they wish they could do.
Yeah, you know, and my thing is, like, this guy, you know, probably would have gotten sent to prison and whatever.
Yeah.
But how many other people are now being like, well, shit, dude. I'm not going to rape anybody in that fucking town. Like, that's not going to happen here. Like, not in my backyard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for sure.
I think that'd be a great story. But, you know, just post around anti-rape commercials.
Yeah?
We think about adopting the Oblivia.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that would be, yeah.
We'll bury you alive in their grave.
Oh, dude, like, that's a deterrent and a half. Like, yeah. fuck the,
Capital what if punishment. They don't even want to get buried? What if they want to get cremated? Do you throw them alive in that, too?
Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in there. You know how fast that temperature goes to 3,000 degrees? It goes from 0 to 3,000 in, like, 30 seconds. It would incinerate that fucker. He wouldn't feel a lot. He wouldn't feel much. Which is a shame, honestly. So,
yeah, it'd be a quick death.
E3's next week.
Oh, dude, I cannot wait. I've got the biggest raging nerder ever.
Oh, dude. Got
that nerd boner. Like, just seeing the specs from the Xbox One, I'm like, dude,
it looks so good.
I think this is going to be probably the first games console that I'm going to buy brand new
day one. Yep.
Sometimes I'll wait like a month or two, you know, just see price drop or, you know, just hold out. But this, from what I've seen so far,
it's amazing. The things that the features and stuff that it's going to do, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what kind of games are going to be coming out for all the next gen stuff. I'm really looking forward to.
Battlefield 4, that's going to be next gen.
Right.
Yeah, they're doing a preview on it Monday on Spike.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Show more preview for all EA's new sports games, but they're also going to do a multiplayer preview for that.
Oh, right.
The 10th before E3. And E3 is the 12th. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah. It's going to be on Spike, obviously, because G4 is not around anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, I can understand why G4 is not around anymore. It's just, you know, you don't need G4 when you've got Machinima.
Yeah.
And Machinima is a far better network, I think, to get my gaming news from. G4 was doomed, I think, from the start. It was good when it first came out, you know, and it covered a lot of stuff that you couldn't find other places. But now, you know, internet TV has developed so much and that you just don't need it.
You think the new South Park game's going to come out on it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious.
Is that what you think they might be holding out for?
Well, it's been delayed because, you know, THQ went under and it was bought out. And,
right. You said the game's done. Just need someone just to release it, distribute it.
The game is done. That is really one of my biggest things is I think maybe it is waiting for the next. I hope it is.
Because
I mean,
you got to think. I think there's been some games that's been out. It got released before the next gen came out and just tanked.
It tanked, yeah, because nobody's going to buy it.
Like, dude, we're getting ripped. But this
well, especially
whole
considering
thing
there's
is,
no backwards compatibility.
Right, there's no backwards compatibility in the Xbox One.
Yeah. Which does suck, but I'm still going to keep my 360 anyway. So
yeah, because there's just games that you want.
But it's just that, like, that's why I'm not buying Grand Theft Auto 5 right when it comes out. I'm going to switch my pre-order over to the Xbox One because more likely than not, and this is, you know, I have a little bit of an insider information on this just because of where I work, but more likely than not, the Xbox One will be out in October. Partially, I say this because the new Forza comes out in October, and that's an Xbox One title, mm-hmm. so they're not going to release the title before the Xbox. So plan on the Xbox coming out in October, because November you're going to have the new Call of Duty on the next gen, and you're going to be rolling out all the new next gen titles for the holiday season. So it makes sense for them to have it in October, because by November, holiday game swing is in full effect.
Right.
So, you know, start planning ahead now, man. You know, get your pre-order in at whatever game store that you get your pre-order at, GameStop, whatever it is. And just pay it off, man, in little increments. Before you know it, you'll have that $500 that it's probably going to cost paid off.
Yeah,
and
$550.
It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, everyone's like saying it's that much. I'm like, it makes sense, because when the Xbox first came out, $400. Kinect first came out, it's like $150. And you get all of it together.
All of it together with a 1080p camera now on Kinect.
Dude, it's
all
like
the function,
top line camera.
All
I
the fuck it makes
it.
Yeah, and it makes every TV smart. The Xbox makes every TV a smart TV.
Right.
It is your one stop shop for home entertainment. And I think that, you know, Sony tried to make jabs at the Xbox for not showing all the gameplay and whatever, but I'm sorry, Sony, it's a given the Xbox is a game machine, okay? Mm-hmm. Just like it's a given that your PlayStation 4 is a game machine. But what else does your machine do? And I think Microsoft did a good job of illustrating that its console is the console for everything. That's why it encompasses everything, which is why it's called the Xbox One, and it makes sense. And
see, that's the only thing I don't like about the name.
Yeah.
It's all-inclusive. It's one. You could have done, like, I don't know, Next or something, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, a bunch of
they were
of
tossing
names.
Around Infinity. That was one of the big names they were tossing around. It was never going to be 720. They were tossing around Infinity, and I liked Infinity. I don't really, honestly...
But then how you talk Infinity?
Yeah, and honestly, the name doesn't really fucking matter to me. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't buy a console
matter.
Because
I mean,
of the name.
It's just like, alright, what was it? You had the first Xbox.
Yeah.
Then you had the 360s, the full circle.
Right.
I guess that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
And then now they're trying to top it.
Well, you know...
It's like the all, or...
It's looking to be one amazing piece of equipment.
Three machines in one.
It really is. And,
it really is, dude.
It runs on three operating systems, you know.
Yeah.
And they all work seamlessly together. That's how you're able to get everything instantly, is because they're all working together. But just to be able to, like, you know, go Xbox, TV.
And it just
and
switches,
it switches
just
to
like
TV.
That.
And you can tell it what channel to watch. You can pull up your guide. You could set your DVR on the guide.
Now, just for convenience, you can do the whole, like, speak thing. Like, you know, you don't have to throw out your remotes.
Yeah.
You know, just in case, you know.
But it's great, though, to be able to have that kind of fucking option. I mean, fucking, I'm not going to get off the goddamn couch anymore. It's a fat man's dream. Xbox, make me a sandwich. That's fucking...
Like, honey, I can't find the road. You're probably sitting at... I don't care. Xbox, change the channel.
Like, if my Xbox gave... The Xbox One would give me a blowjob, I'd fucking never leave the house. Xbox One, blow me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, fuck, this is great.
Oh, Xbox. You are all inclusive.
Yeah, you are all inclusive. Oh,
this is Xbox.
Xbox.
That's what it should
One.
Be called. Xbox One.
Xbox, I'm coming.
I'm uploading my own program on you.
Does Xbox One come with Splash Guard? Oh, Jesus.
Protector. Coding.
Oh, fuck.
Well, oh, well.
Anyway, looking forward to E3. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm happy. It's gonna be a fucking awesome time to be enjoying video games and entertainment this year. It's going to be a huge year.
Oh, yeah. It's a big year.
So, but that's going to about wrap it up for us today. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
And I'm Kyle Rover.
And we'll see you next week. And this is Yeah, I Said It. Yeah.